This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Otago Access Radio, in partnership with Otago Polytech, brings you Blowing Bubbles. Blowing Bubbles brings you positive conversations with people in their bubbles around the world. How are people living their bubble lives? Working from home, keeping kids entertained, and staying connected and getting exercise. And how are these things presenting us with the opportunities to find new ways of living? Every weekday, the Sustainable Lens team of Samuel Mann, Shan Gallagher, and Mara Karatai reach out from their bubbles to chat with interesting and positive people around the world. Broadcast on Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM and streamed and podcast on oar.org.nz and sustainablelens.org, bringing connection, joy, kindness and peace in the days ahead.
My name's Michael, I'm the priest in charge of Otago Peninsula Anglican Parish. And it's really lovely that you've come out to know this place, this karakia, Whairatarakia, to join us. The original thought behind this was, this is a kind of lament, in such a small way, we wanted to extend and hold our hands, if you like, in protest and in grief as well, with what's happening in Palestine.
Kia ora
koutou katoa, assalamu
alaikum, peace be upon you all. Thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for your solidarity and for your support. Such a great opportunity to meet everyone and each one of you. Today we have a full program in this fundraising of Peace for Palestine concept. So we will probably first I could introduce myself a little bit. So I'm local here to Otikoti Dunedin. My name is Rula Abusafiyat Al-Ahmi. I'm Palestinian. My parents hail from Gaza. And I've taken my husband's name, Al-Ahmi, which means from Bethlehem in Arabic. So that's where his family comes from.
Kia ora koutou. Ko Paula na Tokorunga, Bella. Privilege to be here to share this time with you and to just missing a few of our own songs and maybe a cover as well. First song is called Shine Your Light, and it is about even when you're walking through a familiar place, we still need that light to shine, and we are the light shining around us as well. Thank you. the song, again, is just a reflection of life and noticing people and knowing that people need support. And so it's just a song called Stay. Thank you. and it was dedicated to anyone with a hidden illness. So whether that's, my wife's got chronic fatigue syndrome, she's had it for 25 years, and it's for anyone like that, or people who have a mental health issue, those things which you look well. Yeah, you've got the comments, oh, you're looking well. You're thinking, that's nice. Anyway, this is called Sweet Lullabies.
Amazing lyrics and amazing performance. It feels quite natural to listen to music because we're used to have these stolen moments of joy amidst sorrow and grief. And it really touched my heart when all you were singing Lullabies, and we hope for justice and for peace, and that every child will sleep safely in their beds, in their homes, with full bellies, warm, with their books next to them, with their parents next to them, singing them lullabies. Let's hope for that. Thank you.
So I would call Gila now to read a little poetry for us about Palestine, about resistance, and about love.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. My name is Sheila Talahma. My father's name, Talahma, comes from Bethlehem, hence the name Talahma. And my mother's name is Abu Safiyyah. She is from Gaza. I will take you on a journey through the heartbeats of Palestine with some poems. These verses capture the spirit of love, the thirst for freedom, and the undenying resilience of its people. Let every word resonate and invite you into a world of passion, struggle, and hope. My first poem is Olive Tree Whisper. This poem is named the Olive Tree Whispers because olive trees is a symbol of Palestine's deep-rooted history and the preservance of its people. This poem embodies the voice of these resilient trees that have seen generations come and go. Amidst the ancient lands they stand, whispering tales from grains of sand. With roots deep, dug deep, embracing earth, they've seen Palestine, known its worth. Generations past, their shadows cast. Upon the sacred grounds, memories vast. Olive trees, in silence, they speak. Of love, of hope, of the peaks. In every leaf, a story unfolds. Of brave souls, tales untold. For in their shade, a nation's dreams. A free Palestine, where the heart deems. My second poem is called Echoes of Resistance. The spirit of resistance runs deep within the veins of Palestinian people. This poem is a tribute to the resilient voices that refuse to be silenced and continue to echo through the ages. In alleys and streets, the voices rise. Echoes of resistance, touching the skies. From every corner, young and old, Palestine's story bravely told. Stone against might, hand in hand, on the sacred, cherished land. From dawn to dusk, they remain firm. With every chant, their spirits affirm. In the heart of conflict, love remains. Through these struggles, through the pains. For in each echo, hope persists. In the land where resistance exists.
I'd like to introduce our next act, our guest from the States, Vienna Carroll. Vienna Carroll is a singer, storyteller, playwright, actor, historian, and herbalist. That's what Wikipedia says.
So happy to be here. And first thing I'm going to say is free Palestine. Victory, victory shall be mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battles. Victory, victory shall be mine. Often the truth is shaped to fit a particular narrative, and in the case of Palestine, folks are presented in such a way so that in the end their land can be taken from them and they can be subjected to the terrible race-based policy of apartheid. And I'm going to talk to you this evening about my experience with that, which is not the Palestinian experience, but my experience as an African American. Our land was not taken from us, but we were taken from our land. And we were forced to labor, and narratives developed around us, in particular one that we were lazy, even though we built the country that we came to live in. And when you think about it, when you really think about it, not wanting to work for free, with no personal freedoms, is a perfectly human response to that situation. And when it wasn't race-based, it was called work slowdowns and work stoppages, and they created guilds and unions, which were really fabulous and lovely and wonderful things. So you always have to be aware of the lens that you're looking through in the ears, how you're hearing what people are saying to you about folks' struggles. And also the songs that we sang, which I started out with, are spirituals, and which are the basis for most of American music, were narrowly defined for us as, oh, we're seeking comfort and waiting for a better time in heaven, because we were too lazy to even try and have any agency in our own freedom story. This is a lie, and I have dedicated my life to bringing stories forth about our agency and our emancipation, and to represent those songs, the spirituals, which run the gamut of human emotion, including personal comfort, but also freedom, escape, and resistance. So tonight, what I will be doing is I'll be sharing stories with you, and I hope they find resonance with you in the Palestinian struggle. So the first, and I would like to say these are spirituals, some of which you may know, but many you'll come to know. They're really simple songs. They don't necessarily rhyme. And after you hear them, you can sing them with like this song for the mothers of Palestine and others of Palestine and all the mothers and others who take care of people around the world. And it's called You Better Mind. You better mind how you talk. You better mind what you're talking about. You gotta give an account at the judgment. You better mind. You better mind how you sing. You better mind what you're singing about. You gotta give an account at the judgment. You better mind. Say, you better mind, you better mind. You gotta give an account at the judgment. You better mind, come on. You better mind, you better mind. You gotta give an account at the judgment. You better mind. You're going round here from dough to dough, talking about things that you really don't know. You gotta give an account at the judgment. You better mind. You're going round here from place to place. The way you're acting is a really disgrace. You gotta give an account at the judgment. You better mind. Say, you better mind. Keep it to yourself and God alone. Give an account at the judgment. You better mind. Before the preacher baptized you, you know what you promised God you would do. You gotta give an account at the judgment. You better mind. Said, you better mind. You better mind. Young man in his quest for freedom. His name was Edmund Moody. Now, Edmund Moody was born enslaved in the state of Virginia, which was in the South. And when he was 22, he decided he'd had enough of slavery, and he left. He probably traveled by water, but he went over 1,000 kilometers to Rhode Island to get on a whaling ship. He got on the Plover whaling ship in 1862, and he traveled for 2 years on that whaling ship. Matter of fact, you know, I was so excited because in 2018, when I came here, is when I first saw his grave marker there prominently displayed on one of the roads into Maunganui. And I was like, oh, whoa. As a matter of fact, my mother-in-law had given me a brochure that said that he was there, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go see that. And from 2018 to 2024, when I came back here, I talked about it in every show that a black man had made it as far as New Zealand in his quest for freedom. And then, when I was getting ready to come here, I communicated with a woman from the Whaling Museum up there, and she had given me information to tell me what ship that he had actually been on, and my brain sizzled to make that connection, because so much of our history, as I've said to you a few times, has been lost. So he boarded the Plover in 1862. He came to the Bay of Islands in 1863, but he didn't get off then. And the Plover went back out, and he came in 1864 when he got shore leave and $2.50, his log says. And he decided he had enough of whaling. So he twice emancipated himself. He jumped ship, he deserted, he left on June 5th, 1864. Unfortunately, he didn't have much life left because on September 3rd, he and several of his mates capsized in the Maunganui Harbor. But I celebrated Edmund Moody, and it's just one more story of our self-emancipation, our agency, and how they cannot control the narrative of who we are and of what is happening in our lives. They cannot. So, in honor of Edmund Moody, I'm going to sing the spiritual call, "There's No Hiding Place Down There," because the truth will out. And this is a song you're going to know it to. "There's no hiding place down there. There's no hiding place down there. Well, I went to the rock to hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place. No hiding place down there." You got it? "There's no hiding place down there. There's no hiding place down there. Well, I went to the rock to hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place. No hiding place down there. Well, the rock cried, I'm burning too. The rock cried, I'm burning too. Well, the rock cried out, I'm burning too. I want to get to heaven as well as you. No hiding place down there. There's no hiding place down there. There's no hiding place down there. Well, I went to the rock to hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place. No hiding place down there. Well, the cinnamon, he gambled and fell. to go to heaven, he had to go to hell. No hiding place down there. There's no hiding place down there. There's no hiding place down there. Well, I went to the rock to hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place. No hiding place down there. Well, I went to the rock to hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place. No hiding place down there. Okay, so I'm coming to an end now. And I want to sing this last song to you. And it's a what you call a new spiritual. If you are into R&B, soul music at all, you may know it by Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, called People Get Ready. There's a train coming. And we should just never give up. Never, never. People get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. People get ready for the train to Jordan. Picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among whom love the most. There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on them whose chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So, people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Line with every story, I've had fireworks in my brain, neurons building up, and I haven't felt like this for months now, to be honest. So really, really thank you. It was a very stark reminder how faith have always carried people through very, very difficult times. I was listening to you and reflecting on our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in Palestine, whom only were carried through their faith through such very, very trying times. Every time they were hit harder and harder, they would say, Alhamdulillah, which means thanks to God, and that La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, which means that it's His own will. And thank you for that reminder. I was not prepared, to be honest, for the gems that you have shared with us. Great reminder, we knew freedom is essential for every human being. You will chase it to the last spot in the world, even if it's the bottom of the earth here in New Zealand. I was also quite touched by looking at you, how women have always kept the story and owned the narrative despite everything. They kept the culture alive, and they kept that narrative of resistance and longing for freedom and emancipation alive from one generation to another. I looked at you and I remembered for us how my grandmother used to tell me when I was a little child all these stories about their ways of doing things and living, and where her ancestors are, and how life has been before the Palestinian Nakba in 1948. It actually made me Google as you were speaking, and I remember a few years back that in 2018 the UNESCO recognized the Palestinian story, the Hikaya al-Falastiniya, as an intangible heritage, because that oral history had kept a lot of that preserved until there were books written. Of course, there were so many other books, but also the oral history, which is equally important. Thank you. And that's now... I had to say what I had to say. There's a lot going on. Beautiful. Thank you. It's such an honor and privilege to have you here with us today. Thank you.
We would just imagine that what had happened and the consequences of what has been happening cannot be easily fixed. However, we're hopeful and we will continue to be hopeful, even though it can be challenging sometimes, but we will continue to be hopeful. So I have all my extended family in Hebron. I lived there and until I finished my first degree, then moved to, came to New Zealand 2008 to do my PhD, and my family called Dunedin our home since then. But we're torn. We're in two places. They are happy for us that we are here. They are happy for us. And my mom says to me every time I call her, if you're okay, we are okay. As if they want to have some sort of positivity in their life, some sort of hope. If you're okay, we're okay. And for us, if they are okay, we are okay. So this is how the situation is currently for all Palestinians living around the world and who are far away from their families. But the other thing I wanted to reflect on is why we're here today. And it is amazing. It is amazing to see the support. It is amazing to see how many people would like to support, would like to have, to chat about, to learn about, to know how they can support, ask questions they have in mind. It is really heartwarming. For me as a Palestinian Muslim, to come during the month of Ramadan to the church ferry, having some Jewish people as well in the audience, the three religions being together in one place, calling for justice in Palestine, calling for justice for people who have been oppressed, who have been suffering the consequences. This is amazing. And this is a message, a clear message to tell all those who are trying to sell it as a religious conflict, that no, hold on, it's not a religious conflict. People are people. Human beings are human beings. What's right for you, right for me. What suits you, suits me. Maybe not the color, maybe not the shape, maybe not the style, but we're all human beings, regardless of our race, of our religion, where we come from, our objectives in life, the missions that we try to accomplish and achieve. We're all human beings. We come together. We hug each other and we wrap each other with love and with the warmth that we felt today. I really felt it today in this ferry, where we're all together coming to think, and I'm pretty sure after you leave tonight, you will be thinking about many things that you heard about today, not necessarily in relation to the conflict, not the conflict, the war on Gaza that's happening now, the genocide that is happening now, but it's about humanity, about who we are and what we can do. Each one of us can do a lot to support and help because we're human beings and we don't accept this to continue. I should stop here. Thank you so much.
Sets over Gaza, and this song is about how that dirty great wall that's 40 foot tall has changed the sunset.
Sunset over Gaza in this endless so that's what I saw in the sunset over Gaza, in this futile war. I see ruins, I see buildings fall, but nothing erases that cold stone wall. I see fireworks explode as the missiles soar in the sunset over Gaza, in this brutal war. I see soldiers and hear machine guns fire. I see dust arising from the blackened barbed wire. I see flags flown high. They are old and torn in the sunset.
Talent, but often we forget the immense amount of work and dedication into the lyrics and into perfecting these amazing songs that, for me, I look at them, they are art of resistance, honestly, carrying us back in every word and in every tune. That was really amazing and a real treat. Thank you so much. And thank you to all our performances tonight. I would also like to thank our host, Michael, for their generosity and offering the space and opening. And I would also like to thank every one of you who came in here today, with the same air and shared the same raw emotions and supported and donated generously for the Baptist Hospital, the Ahli Hospital in Gaza. Open for us this evening, and I would like to ask you please to close for us with a prayer. So everyone would go back home in peace, take care of each other, take care of yourselves, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Whakapono, tūmanako,
met their mayor, Nui Ko Te Aroha. So there are three things that the Bible says, and the biggest, that is hope, it is faith, and the greatest thing of all is love. So I'm going to sing the words to you, and please follow. E tori na mea, e tori na mea, na mea nui,
na mea nui,
e ki ana,
e ki ana,
te pai pera,
te pai pera,
whaka pono,
whaka pono,
tu manako,
tu manako,
o te mea nui.
Past time.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.